Hey everyone, Ivory Hart here, your friendly neighborhood stoic whisperer, back with another dose of calm in the chaos. Ever feel like you're riding a roller coaster of emotions? One minute you're soaring with joy, the next you're plummeting into frustration. Welcome to the human experience, right? But what if we could learn to navigate those emotional waves with more grace and less turbulence? That's exactly what we're diving into today, managing those pesky emotional triggers and becoming masters of our own inner landscape. Because let's face it, emotions are powerful things. They can fuel our creativity, inspire our actions, and connect us to others in profound ways. But when left unchecked, they can hijack our thoughts, sabotage our goals, and leave us feeling overwhelmed and drained. Think about that time you snapped at a loved one after a long day or let a minor setback derail your entire week. Sound familiar? So how do we tame these emotional beasts without turning into emotionless robots? Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Okay, maybe not that easy, but definitely achievable with the right mindset and tools. Let me share 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your emotional resilience. 1. Awareness is your superpower. This one's a no-brainer, but seriously important. You can't manage what you don't recognize, right? Pay attention to your body's signals, the racing heart, the clenched jaw, the tightness in your chest. These are your emotional alarms going off. Learning to identify these physical cues is like having an early warning system for those emotional outbursts. 2. Challenge your thoughts. Ever caught yourself spiraling into a negative thought loop? I'm a failure, this day is ruined, nobody understands me? Stop right there. Our thoughts are not always facts, and they can easily distort our reality. When you catch those negative vibes creeping in, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence supports this thought? Is there another way to look at the situation? By questioning your thoughts, you break free from their grip and reclaim your power. 3. Breathe deeply, my friend. You know that feeling when you're stressed and your breath gets all shallow and rapid? Well, deep breathing is like a magic potion for calming those emotional storms. When you inhale deeply, you activate your parasympathetic nervous system, the chill-out mode of your body. It slows down your heart rate, reduces stress hormones, and brings you back to a state of balance. Practice mindful breathing throughout the day. Even just a few deep breaths can make a world of difference. 4. Embrace imperfection. Let's be real, life is messy. There will be days when you feel like you're handling your emotions like a champ, and other days when you feel like you're drowning in them. That's perfectly normal. Don't beat yourself up over setbacks or mistakes. Instead, see them as learning opportunities. Acknowledge your feelings, learn from the experience, and move on. Remember, progress is not always linear, it's a journey with its ups and downs. 5. Seek support when you need it. We all have those moments when we need an extra hand to navigate the emotional roller coaster. Don't be afraid to reach out to trusted friends, family members, or a therapist. Talking things through can provide invaluable perspective, support, and guidance. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're rushing to get ready for an important meeting, juggling your laptop, coffee mug, and phone like a circus performer. Suddenly, you realize you can't find your presentation notes. Panic sets in, your heart starts racing, and your inner voice screams, "This is a disaster." Sound familiar? Here's where those emotional management skills kick in. Instead of spiraling into despair, you take a deep breath, reminding yourself that this is just one hiccup on the journey. You acknowledge the frustration, but refuse to let it control you. You calmly search for your notes, considering alternative options like improvising or postponing the meeting if necessary. This time, instead of letting your emotions dictate your actions, you choose a more balanced and rational response. Remember, folks, managing our emotions isn't about suppressing them, it's about acknowledging them, understanding their triggers, and responding with intentionality. By practicing these key takeaways, you can become the captain of your emotional ship, steering through life's storms with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of inner peace. So, what will you do today to cultivate that emotional calm? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Stoic Calm, your daily dose of wisdom and well-being. Until next time, keep it real, keep it calm, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.